This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well, Coach, I know they got the three there at the end of the half. What are you happiest with, especially on offense?
Not a damn thing. I'm not happy about a damn thing. We turned the ball over. This should be a 35-point game by half right now. We're not happy about
defensively, what are you going to build on in the second half,
nothing,
Coach?
Nothing. Too many damn penalties. Same thing right there. Too many penalties.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Bruce Arians may not have been excited. I am, though. It is a Football Friday. Welcome back, Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth. This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, as we get set to look at every NFL game for week three here. And we asked everyone at BetQL Daily, which game are you most excited to bet on this weekend? Aaron, what are the people saying this morning?
Surprise, surprise, the Bucks-Rams leading by 60%. That is definitely going to be a good one, probably a close one. We'll revisit that game and the poll throughout the show. But, Joe, let's start with my Washington football team as 7-point dogs in Buffalo. I know it's probably bold, but I think I'm going to take Washington in this one.
Yeah, I really liked Washington earlier on in the week, but the sharp money knocked this one down. The look ahead was 9. It opened at 9.5 on Sunday. Now at FanDuel Sportsbook, we're down to 7. Myself and Paul Aspen are considering it because we are getting 7.5. You've got Washington with the extra rest there. They're 0-2 against the spread, but they did pull off that victory last Thursday, so they have a 1-1 record. Bills also 1-1 on the season. They've been an under team so far, 2-0 to the under. But the big question is, going into week number three, we see all sorts of people making declarations. Oh, Josh Allen regression. That's what we saw in 2020. It's not the real Josh Allen. We're getting closer to 2019. Hold up. I mean, there's still 15 more games to go in the season. Now, the numbers right now don't look terrific. He's 31st in the NFL in yards per attempt. His completion percentage has gone from 69% down to that 56, 59 range. A lot of turnover-worthy plays, I believe, as well. So a lot of questions there. I know Beasley was not practicing earlier on in the week. You don't want to overreact to that dud the Dolphins threw up when their quarterback was injured. But if I'm getting more than a touchdown, I am taking a look at the football team. The part that really scares me is that football team defense last year, they just dominated bad quarterbacks. Well, they're going to face a pretty good one coming this Sunday.
Yeah, the interesting angle I'm looking at in this game is the total. 45.5 is the number. I think this might go under. You look at the two teams right now. This is Taylor Heineke's first road start. I mean, are you guys expecting a lot from Taylor Heineke on the road and this Washington offense? I'm not. And Gibson's been banged up with his shoulder. And you have the Bills. The strength of their team so far this year is their defense. It's not their offense yet. Their defense is only allowing about 160 yards per game through the air. So I have a Bills defense that's playing well. They're at home. I have Heineke on his first road start. I don't know where the point, unless Allen just has the game where he just explodes and it's he's back. I don't know where the points are coming from. Aaron, I like the under in this game. I think this is more of a low scoring game.
I agree. For me, this is about, is this the week that the hyped up Washington defense finally steps up? According to Pro Football Reference, Washington's defense has had 14 hurries, which ranks fourth going into week three, and 24 pressures, which ranked tied for six. And then we saw Josh Allen struggle with the pass rush in week one against the Steelers. So this could really be an opportunity for Washington's defense to step up and prove to everybody that they're not a, you know, kind of a laughing, you know, a joke right now, because we've hyped them up so much and they really haven't lived up to expectations.
Something you might want to look at over the next couple of days, the wind in Buffalo. The totals come down a bit. It was 46.5. Now we're down to 45.5. So pay attention to that one.
All right, let's move on. Ravens at the Lions here. Ravens, of course, coming off of the game on Sunday night, the dramatic win, maybe the biggest win of Lamar Jackson's career outside of the playoff win in Tennessee last year. They go to Detroit, 7.5-point road favorites the Ravens are. The total in this game is 50.5. Doesn't this, like, before you think about the teams, just the spot, doesn't this kind of scream to take the home dog with all those points? Like, just without looking at the context of it, because big win last week for Baltimore. The Lions are at home. They're 0-2. You know, they've been more competent on offense, I think, than people think. That's the first thought I had. But I can't ignore this. Lamar Jackson has smashed bad teams in his career. I mean, yep. Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, since he became their quarterback, they're 14-1 against teams with losing records. Like, when they play bad teams, they just smack them around. And usually the games aren't even close. Like, I can think of games they played against the Bengals the last couple of years where it's like, man, they're really favored by, you know, 12 or whatever, and then they go there and they win by 24 points. Like, this is what they do. They beat up bad teams. The Lions are what we think is a bad team.
I was set to submit Baltimore as one of my survivor picks in a lot of the different pools, including my other spot in Circa. But then we got the Lamar stuff yesterday.
Right.
I mean, anytime I see anything, I don't believe it. I'm not quite sure. Because Wednesday, the hip's bothering me. Thursday, he does not practice because of an illness. But all the national guys are getting word from Baltimore. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. I don't know that. We'll have to see. So I couldn't put the Ravens in any of my survivors yet. Interesting that this is one of the few lines that just has been rock solid. It's been sitting at 7.5, hasn't really moved. The total has gone north. We're up to 50.5 with the total here. Yeah, both of these teams coming off primetime spots, but something that sticks in my brain is it seems like at the end of these games, the Lions are live. I mean, it's a smaller sample size, a couple of games, but the Lions have been live. As much as the Packers dominated in that second half on Monday night, last drive of the game, they get into the end zone. They have the football. They're covering that point spread.
The fighting Dan Campbells, right? Like
yes.
I mean, they're
playing
for him. I mean, I don't know if the guy has half a brain or not yet. They're not.
We assumed it would be more about energy and line play and all that right. With this team. They're moving the football, man. Even if it's garbage time covers point spreads.
Yeah, I mean, I've always said this about Jared Goff, and later on we'll talk about the average Joes and which quarterbacks this week I like and what they might do. Like, Jared Goff is not horrendous if you give him time and he's clean the pocket. Like, he could throw the football almost as well as any pocket quarterback in the league. It's about, you know, can he win games when everything breaks down? So are you leaning towards a Lions cover? I mean, I'm staying away from this game. I think the Ravens will win, but I don't know. I don't know what to do with that 7.5 number.
Great teaser leg. You can use Baltimore. This is going to be very popular, and it should be. You mentioned it. As long as Lamar's healthy, you might want to wait until you get official word. Maybe he'll be practicing today, and we'll find out with the final injury report.
All right, let's hit the Saints at the Patriots here. This is probably one of the smallest numbers on the board. Like, this is like your kind of normal, no-nonsense home team favored by 3, right? It's not a home dog. It's not a big number. This one is more like, all right, who do you think is going to win the game? So the Saints are 3-point road dogs in New England. The total in this game, it has to be the lowest one of the weekend, right? 42.5. I'm scrolling through now. I don't think we have a number lower than 42.5. Ooh. Or maybe the Jets. Jets Denver's 41.5. But this is the second lowest total of the weekend. Two teams with good defenses. Aaron, what do you think? Are we getting which Jameis Winston are we getting this week? Because that really will determine this game. Because in week one, he was great. In week two, he was not.
And that's why I'm really torn on this game. I don't have a really good feel for it. I think Jameis will bounce back. He has to be better than a rookie quarterback, I would hope. But then again, out of all the rookies, quarterbacks, Mac Jones is the only one that looks comfortable so far to me. So I could see this one going either way. So where I'm going to lean is the under, even though it is a low total at 42.5. Both teams are 2-0 to the under so far. So I'm going with the under in this one.
Mm-hmm. Could be a reason that this total has dipped down a little bit. A lot of people I talk to, they like this New England side. I just can't get there. There's so much unknown in this matchup. The look ahead was a pick 'em, and then based off the Saints dud and the Patriots looking pretty good last week, but it was the Jets. Now the Patriots are favored by 3 at home. I guess the line's about right. I just don't have a strong opinion. On the Saints side, good news for them, Lattimore limited in practice. So he's trending like he's going to be out there. So that could be big going against the rookie quarterback. But what's really stood out between these two teams, not for me so much as Mac Jones. I mean, they're putting him in a position where he's not going to mess things up so far. Their defense. They had all those opt-outs a year ago.
Yep.
Look at that Patriots defense. Number 2, pass defense DVOA. Number 3, defense DVOA overall. Their adjusted sack rate is number 5 in football so far. So early on, the D's looking good, even though they did play a couple of poor quarterbacks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And that's why I like the Patriots. I really like Patriots -3 in this game. What Joe just said there about their defense. And look at Jameis Winston the 2 weeks. When Jameis had time against the Packers and it was defined and it was easy and the guys were open, he made plays. He was pressured last week. He was pressured last week on 64% of his dropbacks. And that could be a product of, man, the Panthers could really rush the quarterback. Or maybe that Saints offensive line isn't quite as good as it was last year. Joe just said it. The Patriots defense is getting after the quarterback. They pressured Zach Wilson on almost 50% of his dropbacks. It comes down to this for me. I know Mac Jones is a rookie and it's only his third game. In a low scoring game, if you had to trust one of these quarterbacks not to give the ball away, who are you trusting? Because I'm trusting Mac Jones.
You're already there.
See, that was the toss up for me. I mean, it's hard because Jameis Winston throws interceptions, but can you trust a rookie? I don't trust either of them.
Well, that's the under right there. If you don't trust
either. Would it surprise anyone? Saints have a bounce back, road upset. Jameis has a terrific game under Peyton.
Jameis' terrific game against Belichick on the road would surprise me.
Okay,
it would.
Okay.
Now, if they win, I could see
the Saints winning.
Yeah, and if they win ugly and their defense plays well and Kamara runs well and Jameis manages the game, I could see that. But if he's terrific, I'll sit here on Monday and say, "Wow, man, that's 2 out of 3 for Jameis. Good job by him."
Yeah.
All right, Falcons at the resurgence will be back. The Falcons at the Giants. This one is, well,
oof,
it's ugly football. I mean, these two teams are not good. One of these teams is probably careening towards a top 5 pick if they lose this game. Like, we're talking about a bad – one of these teams is bad. The other one will have life after Sunday. The Giants at home here with the extra rest off the Thursday night game. They are 3-point home favorites. This has kind of sat here for a while. The total on this game is 47.5. Joe, what do you feel on Falcons-Giants?
Joe G, you may hate this game. I love this game because I'll be having a bet on this game. Of this 5-pack that we're going over in this segment, this is the one I feel the strongest about. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be a contest pick, it sounds early on. Giants should not be 3-point favorites over anyone. They should not be. I don't care if they're at home. I don't care. And I know the Falcons have looked terrible. I get it. Give me the Falcons and the points. I think they're going to go on the road, and they're going to win this game. Both teams are 0-2. The Falcons 0-2 against the spread. The offense will get better. I'm hoping they turn the corner this week. But Danny Dimes laying three, come on, man. And we've got all these offensive players on the Giants that have been limited in practice. They're all hobbled. Galladay, Ingram, Saquon. Looking forward to Calvin Ridley versus James Bradbury matchup that we're going to see. Little concern that A.J. Terrell, the best cornerback for the Falcons, has not been practicing this week, dealing with a concussion. When he left the game last week against the Bucs, Tampa Bay really attacked that secondary, but it is that Tampa Bay offense. Long story short, I'm taking the Falcons plus three.
I am too. I love it. I don't understand how the Giants are favorites. That's just weird to me. Matt Ryan has to be better than Daniel Jones. Matt Ryan, I think, is going to have success against the Giants defense. And Daniel Jones and New York's offense is not going to be able to keep up. I just don't see how that's happening. Falcons plus three. I have the Falcons in my underdog parlay, which we'll get to in lightning bets.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Well, you know, Aaron just said Matt Ryan has to be better than Daniel Jones. If he's not, we might be talking about the end here for Matt Ryan.
It's like, done. Yeah, exactly.
Like I know they didn't draft a quarterback, and they have a lot of money committed to Matt for the next couple of years, and I understood it was a salary cap thing, but they passed on quarterbacks. And so far, Matt Ryan has not looked good. And Daniel Jones, we know what he is, though he hasn't turned the ball, he hasn't had an interception yet. If Daniel Jones outplays Matt Ryan, the Falcons are screwed. Like, just screwed for a while, because they got to win this game. I agree with you, your premise, that the Giants shouldn't be favored here. All right, let's go one more game, one I know, Joe, you'll be locked in on from a couple different perspectives. The Bears at the Browns, the first start for Justin Fields. I can't wait to watch it. But my first thought on this is I don't know if Justin Fields, at this point, first start, is ready to take advantage of the weakness of the Browns, which is their secondary, right? You know, if this game's 2 months from now and Fields has improved as a passer and is more comfortable, I might take the Bears. But the Nagy stat you threw out about not covering when he's, you know, 3.5 or worse on the spread, I think the Browns will cover this. I like Cleveland.
Okay. It's weird. Seven. It's right. Been bouncing around. Now we're at 7.5 in FanDuel Sportsbook. With the Browns favored there. When Fields is named the starter, it came down a little bit, but like I mentioned, back to 7 in the hook. The most random trend of all time, not saying that you should bet anything on it, the most random trend of all time is the Bears have not lost a game to an AFC North team since 2009. It's wild. I know. It is unbelievable. I can't. And it started last week with the Bengals.
What is that, like two rounds of, like, every 4 years playing the division,
2017,
right?
2013, yeah. They swept them.
Right.
Yeah, and they got the Bengals win last time. Listen, I can't wait to watch this game. I would lean Browns, but I'm going over. If I'm making a play on this game, I go over. The totals come down a bit since Fields was announced the starter. They do that with rookie quarterbacks. And I think the Bears are more likely to score points offensively and probably have more turnovers, which means short fields for Cleveland. So I prefer the over, if anything.
One trend to watch. It looks like Odell Beckham's coming back. The Browns have been worse with Odell Beckham than without Odell Beckham. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth here on a football Friday morning. On the other side, some college football picks for week 4 in college football and a lot more NFL to do right here. BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook on the BetQL Network.